Amen. Praise the Lord for that special music this morning. And again, what a blessing it's already been just being in the house of the Lord. If you have your Bibles with you, if you look with me to the book of Colossians in chapter 3, Colossians in chapter 3, powerful passage of scripture here. I look at November as a Thanksgiving awareness month. And all through the month of Thanksgiving, we ought to be thankful and being aware of being thankful. Now, we should be thankful every day of our lives, but especially as we come upon this month of November and it's emphasized and reminded by the Thanksgiving itself. And this is one of the just a powerful passage of scripture that God has given to us on this subject of being thankful. So, Colossians chapter 3, if you'll stand with me, we're going to be reading verse 1 down to verse 17, if you're able to stand. Colossians in chapter 3, Paul writes and he says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, for Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. For there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we do bow before you today, we do want to give you thanks. We thank you for the many, many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for the opportunity that you've made available to us just to be in church today and what we've already received just being in this place. Thank you for that. And now as we open up this precious word that you have preserved for us that we might know the very mind of God, and as we look at this passage of scripture here in Colossians in chapter 3, I pray, God, that you would empower the preaching of thy word once again, that you would illuminate these truths in the hearts and minds of all that are here today. And God, if there's anyone that needs to make decisions this morning, whether it be for salvation or baptism, church membership, rededication, whatever it might be, I pray, God, they would be willing and ready to do exactly as you would lead them to do. Now, use me once again as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Verse 15, the Bible says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Quite possibly, the sin that leads to all other sins is being unthankful. If you'd read, and we won't go there for sake of time, but 2 Timothy in chapter 3, as Paul writes to young Timothy in verses 1 through 5, Paul lists the failures in the last days. The failures of the church, the failures of humanity in the last days before the end comes, and first starting off with the rapture of the church. And as he lists these failures, one of those that possibly sticks out to me the most is this idea of being unthankful. Colossians in chapter 3 is, I believe this is the main message here in chapter 3, but to get to that message of be ye thankful, we find verses 1 through 14. In verses 1 through 14, Paul is admonishing the believers to simply live right. Verse 1, he says, if then ye be risen with Christ, if you understand who Jesus Christ is, and if you have received him as your personal Lord and Savior, and now you have been risen with Christ, you have Christ in you, then he says, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. And then he says in verse 5, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affections, evil concupiscence or lusts, and covetousness, which is idolatry. If you look down to verse 8, but now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth, and lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. So we find here that Paul is saying, I want you to simply, the believers, we need to simply live right, and he reveals to them what to turn away from. Did you realize there was that many things? I mean, if you look at all that, especially verse 5, mortify, that means to get rid of because it's inside of you. It follows the sinful nature, this idea that the world has turned to, in fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affections. Again, some of these very same things are going to be what's happening in the end of times. They will get worse and worse. Inordinate affections, evil concupiscence, the lust, going to control people's minds and hearts. And covetousness, which is idolatry, turning away from God to covet other types of philosophies of life and possibly even other religions. And then in verse 8 he says, but now you put off all these anger and wrath and malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth, and lies. Lie not one to another. All these things, Paul says, simply get rid of. You cannot allow them to be a part of the Christian life. And then he reveals what to turn to. Verse 12, he says, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity. We taught how Paul in Sunday school this morning revealed to the church that this charity was the most important of all. No matter what other gifts you might have, what other kind of spiritual gifts you might have, if you don't have this right here, whatever other gifts are worthless. And so he says, above all these, put on charity, which is a bond. So it's going to pull it all together, of perfectness or true Christianity. Wow. Paul is admonishing them to live right, to turn away from these things and the things to turn to, because they will impact the will of God for your life. And the will of God for our lives is, first and foremost, be ye thankful. See, living right is the key to being thankful. You deal with a lot of different people in this world, and this is the root of whatever life they're going to live. This idea of either being thankful or being unthankful. Being thankful is not within the nature of man. You ever want to see really the nature of man? Just follow children around. They don't even know it. But see, children, unless they're taught to be thankful, they're not going to be thankful. Unless you teach them to act right and do right, they're self-centered. Even though they're cute and they're loving, and I praise the Lord for that. I kept my two of my grandchildren during Black Friday so my girls and my wife could run out and get all their shopping done. Amen. So a couple hours lasted 2 days. And they're a blessing to be around, and I enjoy that. But you just see the different things in children that if left to themselves, they'll follow after that old sinful nature, and they can be very selfish. But that's why God tells you to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And this idea of being thankful. You can force anyone to say thank you, but you can't force anyone to be thankful. It's something that's in you. It's an issue of the heart. In Christianity, this is the basis. This is where it comes from, this idea of charity and this idea of looking to God. And first of all, being thankful. If we're living as per God's commands, it's what we'll become. It's what we'll become. If we're not, it's the first thing that we'll turn away from. See, being thankful, if we are not living as God would have us to live, which if we look here, it's turning away from these things. If we have these kinds of things in our lives, can I tell you, they will lead to you being unthankful because they're giving in to the lust of the flesh. They're giving in to the pride of life. And he says, turn away from those. He wouldn't tell us to turn away from those and put those off if they weren't part of our lives. It's part of the sinful nature. If you go back there, I mean, there's so much there concerning verse 5, mortify, get rid of, totally destroy the members. It's part of you. Don't ever think that it's not part of you. It's part of us. The members, the Bible says, which are upon the earth, fornication. It's part of this old flesh. It's the desires, the lust of the flesh, uncleanness, inordinate affections, evil concupiscence, lust, covetousness, which is idolatry, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications, part of the world, how the world lives. And the more you give into that, the less thankful you'll be. But then you turn to what God says to turn to. And as you allow this to be your life, it will turn into being thankful. See, the trials and the failures, the disappointments and the sins that we will face in this life will turn us away from being thankful. We find that that's true with all people, and we start out by what happened to Eve. See, Adam and Eve had just about and had everything that they needed. God had created the whole world and created the environment for them, gave them everything just to test their love for God and their obedience to God. He said something you should not do. We find Eve allowed Satan to open a door to her thoughts. If you look there, let me just read to you, not to look there, but Genesis chapter 3 and verse 5, the Bible says, and this, the verse 4 says, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. And so we find here that the serpent opens, Eve allows a serpent to open a door as to questioning God. Questioning God concerning God's commandments. Questioning God concerning how I live my life and whether I should do this or shouldn't do that. Questioning God. And we find that as Eve allowed Satan to open this door, she didn't shut the door, but she allowed him to continue. And the Bible says, for God doth not that God know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Opened the door for Satan to work, made her think that she deserved more. She had everything. But the old devil always wants you to think that you deserve more. See, being thankful has the mindset, I have more than I deserve. Every now and then I'll hear somebody say, how you doing? And they'll say, I'm better than I deserve. And praise the Lord, because that's the right kind of mentality. I have more than I deserve. If I had what I deserved, amen, I'd be on my way to the devil's hell. But thanks be to God, I have more than I deserve. God's good. God's blessings are good. So Colossians in chapter 3, if you will, it sets a direction for us. In chapter 3, it says, if you've been risen with Christ, if you be risen with Christ, if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then focus on verse 2 through 14 on doing right. And as you focus on doing right and turning away from things that you shouldn't do and turning to the things you should do, then verse 15 will come into place. And let the peace of God, when you're living and serving God and you're looking to Him and for His direction in your life, can I tell you that God can give you something that you can't find anywhere else? You can have a peace of God, which also gives us the joy of the Lord. And when you have the peace of God and you have the joy of the Lord, then you'll let it rule in your hearts. And this heart issue, when you're letting that rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. And you're called in one body to be ye thankful. That's what Paul's presenting to us here. If you're not turning away from the things of this world, if you're not turning away from this old sinful nature, can I tell you, you will not be thankful. But as we become thankful, then what you need to do, what he says to do in verse 17. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. You see, once we become thankful, then we can give thanks to God. Genuinely give thanks from a pure heart to God. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18 says this, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. You can't give thanks for everything unless you are thankful. Amen. But once you're thankful, then, and it comes from the inside, we'll be able to simply deal with everything by looking to God and giving God thanks. We can give God thanks for what He has given us. Yeah. Everyone has more than what they think they have. Now, preacher, you don't know me. You don't know what I have. How can you say that? How do you know that to be true? Well, it's because I know the devil. I know how the devil works. We're not ignorant of his devices, and Satan is going to work to blind us to what we have. My wife and I just about 10 months ago, we moved. And we moved from a house that we've been there 17 years. and we somewhat downsized, but we got more of a retirement home instead of having all kinds of steps to climb up and down, which wore out my knees and everything else. But after being in this house for 17 years, and they had the downstairs basement had a lot of storage area. And in order to move, we had to get all of our stuff out. I think it would have been easier just to leave it, amen, and let them take what they want and go from there. But we had to get it all out. Going through all of what we had stored in that house for 17 years, I found things that I didn't know I had. Things that I purchased and I put up thinking I'm going to use that one day, and I forgot that I had purchased it and it was hiding downstairs, and when we cleaned it out, I found I've got brand new pants I've never wore. Especially after I just went out and bought another pair, I'm thinking, I had that in my closet downstairs. If I'd have remembered buying that and putting it up for later use. What I'm saying is, we have more. We have more blessings. God has done more for us than what we remember. If Satan can block out what God's done for you, He can get you going in a direction that's going to take away from your being thankful and giving thanks to God. I love what the psalmist wrote in Psalms chapter 68. Let me just read it to you. Write it down, though. You'll want to read this and study this. But Psalms chapter 68 and verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us. I love that. If you really understood everything that God gives us, it loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, who daily loadeth us with benefits. When's the last time you thank God for the most important thing, if you're saved? Salvation. Amen. Can I tell you, it wasn't while you were living in sin. Because when you're living in sin, you're not going to be thankful. Living in sin and doing the things that Paul wrote to the church to get away from, when you're getting involved in that, that's part of your life. It'll take away your being thankful. And if you take away your being thankful, then you will not genuinely give thanks to an almighty God. Amen. Who has loaded you daily, but you've forgotten. You see, you don't realize, but every breath you take, God gives you that breath. If it wasn't for God, we wouldn't have oxygen. If it wasn't for God, we wouldn't have a planet Earth to live on. If it wasn't for God, your heart would not continue to beat. So many people want to say, no, I'm self-made, I did this, and nobody's given me anything, I've worked for everything. Listen, if it wasn't for the blessings of God, whether you acknowledge it or not, if it wasn't for the blessings of God, you could not do anything. If you didn't do anything, you're not going to have anything. So everything you have is part of what God loadeth you down with every day. If you're not looking to Him and living the life that God wants you to live, you will not be thankful. Wow. But if you are, if you are, then there's something that comes in my life because it's just part of my Christian way of living. I have a peace. I have a joy. And because I do, it is connected to a heart of thanksgiving. Not only am I thankful, I'm giving thanks. Giving thanks for what God has given to me. And then lastly, giving thanks to God. Giving thanks for our opportunities to give. Not only giving thanks for what God has given us, but then giving thanks for our opportunities to give. Can I tell you, your need to give is greater than your need to receive? Because the blessings associated with giving are far greater than the blessings associated with receiving. Jesus said that in Acts chapter 20, verse 35, and he says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And if we're not thankful, you're missing out on blessings. You're missing out on what God would want to give to you. We give of our own free will because God has given us a free will. Have you ever thanked God for a free will? There's times in my life when I said, God, take away my free will. Force me to serve you. My desire is I don't want to sin. My desire is I want to live for you. God, don't make me make that decision. God, just direct me. But that would take away the blessings of willingly surrendering my will to God's will. When you force a child to do something, they might do it, but they don't get a lot of enjoyment out of it. And then they'll turn around, tell your brother, thank you. I don't want to tell your brother, you're going to get it. Thank you. All right, got that accomplished. Then you turn around, and then you'll listen to him, and they're over there playing, and he'll do something, and they'll say, oh, thank you. I forced you to do that. It took everything I had to make you do that, and now you're doing it on your own, and you're doing it with a smile. What's up with that? And yet I believe that God is somewhat looking at us in a way, is thinking, what's up with that? Because it's far greater blessing to have a free will and willingly do what God wants us to do than being forced to do what God says. That's a free will. There's a blessing. Thank God for a free will. Yeah. There's so much that we need to thank God for, but thank God for a free will. Thank God for the time that we have. The time, life. We know not what a day may bring. We have not promised. We've not been given a promise of tomorrow. Our lives, I look around this congregation today and I don't know who's going to be the next church member to graduate to glory. But there will be the next. Who knows who's going to lose a loved one? But there will be one lost. Are you thankful for life? Thankful for your life? That God's given you opportunities to live. Thankful for others as well. That's daily loading us with benefits that we have opportunities to do something with. Thank God for a free will. Thank God for the time that He gives us. Thank God for the talents and the abilities. Again, in Sunday morning, Sunday school, powerful services in Sunday school on this living with the Holy Spirit of God, knowing that we have been equipped by God through the Holy Spirit with gifts, spiritual gifts that God gives us that we can enjoy as we use those gifts and be blessed by them. Have you thanked God for the talent, the gifts, the opportunities that He's given you to enjoy? Thank God. Have you thanked God for the opportunities He's given you to give of tithes and finances and offerings? Because if you're aware of God has blessed me and given me an opportunity to be a blessing and to give, then you're going to be a cheerful giver as God would have you to be. every time that you're able to give and you give what God would have you to give, there is a blessing associated with that. It's part of God's distribution plan. God distributes to us. He gives us time. He gives us that free will. He gives us talents. He gives us finances and abilities to give. You see, the way it works is we look to God. We receive from God. And we give as God would have us to. Pretty much what Paul is writing there to the church at Colossae. When he says, if you be saved, then what you need to do is get these things out of your life because they'll hinder you being thankful. And these are things you need to put into your life because they will help you to be thankful. And then once you get to that place when you're living right and you are thankful, then you can give thanks. And as you give thanks, you're going to receive the blessings. It's not going to come in any other way than through giving thanks. So the Christian life is all about, once you get saved, is looking up to God. And you're looking up to God for His blessings. And when God blesses you, you take them in. And you realize, I am so blessed. And with what you've taken in, the next step is giving it out. Because after you've given it out, you made room to be filled again. If you don't give it out, you're not going to experience the filling getting more. Because now that I'm thankful, I'm giving. As I give, then I look back to God. And I look to God, He loadeth me once again. And as I understand, I'm aware of what God has blessed me with. And I'm enjoying what God's blessed me with. I give it out. And it's repeated. The Christian life. A continual and that's the joy. That's the blessings of true Christianity. Where are you at? If you're living a life of sin, you will not be thankful. If you are not thankful, you will not genuinely give thanks. And you, if you're not giving thanks, you're missing out and what God's able to give you. Do you need Christ as your Savior this morning? The only way that you're going to be able to overcome the flesh is with the help of the Spirit. And the only way you get the help of the Spirit is through salvation. And when you receive Jesus Christ, you have the indwelling of His Holy Spirit that will enable you to be everything that God wants you to be. Are you looking to Him? Have you been resurrected with Him? Are you getting rid of those things that will hinder you being thankful? Are you replacing them with the things that will encourage you to be thankful? And then once you're thankful, once you've received, are you giving out as God would have you to? Be ye thankful. If I could have every head bowed and every eye closed. It's exactly what Paul is giving the church at Corinth, and can I tell you, it's exactly what we need as the Lighthouse Baptist Church today. Are you thankful? Are you living a life of thanksgiving? This morning, I don't know what God would have spoke to you about, but if He spoke to you, commit to it. Commit to doing whatever it is that God would have you to do. An invitation is an opportunity to respond to whatever God has spoken to you about. Father, we bow before You. We do love You. Thank You, Lord God, for the truth of Your Word. And I pray that right now, Lord God, as we have heard this passage of Scripture being preached, I pray that we would now make decisions based upon how You have spoken to us. Lord, I pray that you'd convict that lost person that's here, that they'd come to get saved. Convict that person, that saved individual that's not enjoying the blessings of being thankful. I pray, God, that you'd work in our midst. For this we ask in Jesus' name.